If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
That's my dad.
Hello!
Underpants?
That is hilarious.
Shut your mouth, dude. Rate and review this podcast or my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
Yeah.
Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Kleiber. Happy New Year. I'm here with Jason Clark. Oh, right out with the air horns?
Just trying.
Early
just trying.
In the morning.
I keep trying new things out.
Straight like, out I with have the air horns.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, Jason.
Happy New Year to you, Aaron, everybody.
We're coming live from the Dad Cave. Not the room.
The room.
Oh, Jason got this special name for his dad cave.
Yeah.
The room. That's right. Your son calls it the room.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year. 2016 is over. We did a little recap of the year.
One of the most negative. I felt bad when I left. I was just like, when it was over, I'm like,
yeah, that was,
there
a,
was a lot of
sad
there
episode.
Was, there were good things in 2016. Like for the next 3 days after that, I was just like, oh yeah. That's what also happened in 2016. Like locally, like our hockey team won the Stanley Cup in 2016. I'm looking at you going,
Did we not talk about that?
Well, yeah.
We talked about all this bad stuff in 2016.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about anything good.
Yeah.
The Penguins won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, and we're big hockey fans.
I'm a huge. Yeah. That's the only sport
yes,
I watch.
I know.
And I know everyone just gasped.
Whatever.
They're like, you're from Pittsburgh
Shut
and you
up.
Don't pay attention to the Steelers? I'm sorry, I don't.
It's in the peripheral.
I know Jason does. That's cool.
Well, I keep up on it. I mean,
I don't, bro.
I will take a Penguin hockey game
Good
over
answer.
A Steeler game
Good answer.
Every day of the week.
Good answer.
Yeah, come at me. I don't give a...
Come at me, brah.
Give a shit.
I agree. Hockey is the best sport in the world. It's the most entertaining sport live, and it is the hardest physical sport. Debate me.
Yeah.
I played hockey for 17 years. You just watch it carefully.
I played football for 17 years, and I'm going to take hockey every day of the week.
Dude.
It is if you don't believe, go to a live hockey game. I don't even give a shit.
Go to a live hockey game.
I don't care if it's, you know, college level,
it's
whatever.
It's so exciting.
The AHL.
It does not stop.
Does not stop.
But what about... What
nope.
About, nope.
Nope.
Well, you see in this sport...
Nope.
Nope.
We need one more.
yeah, but the speed of the...
No, it's not.
It's skates are faster than feet.
Proven fact science.
Proven fact science.
Bill Nye told us.
Mm-hmm. And also... Also, you're not the thing that you score with is not in your hands.
No.
It's not in your hands.
No.
You have to use an extra appendage.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say you're on feet. This is called street hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Kids play this.
Ball hockey.
Ball hockey. We have some Pittsburgh ball hockey champions.
Yeah.
One of the best ball hockey players on the planet is from Pittsburgh.
Professional ball hockey players.
I don't know if anybody wants to invest in a ball hockey team.
But we know a guy.
If anybody gets this, God bless you. Okay. That's a super
deep,
inside,
yeah.
deep cut joke for Pittsburgh people, especially comedians.
Hashtag ball hockey.
Hashtag ball hockey investments.
The king has come.
.com. Ballhockeyinvestments.com. Who wants to invest? This inside joke has gone long enough.
Too far.
All I'm saying is... Okay, what was I saying?
Fast hockey.
Fast.
No skates.
Yeah, so try playing basketball on ice with skates on. Oh, you can't?
Yeah.
So they decided to not only control the thing that they score with another appendage, with an apparatus, stick, they were like, you know what? This isn't hard enough. Let's put butter knives on our shoes and skate on this frozen pond.
The... I don't know the, I mean.
The drunkest Canadians ever.
Yeah.
Drunk Canadians.
Yeah, they're just, but it, I mean, obviously it went into skates, right? I mean, they probably started like, I don't know.
I don't.
Damn.
I think, what I think is that, this is, let's just make up things.
Yeah.
I bet you that skates were invented by either fishermen or hunters.
Okay.
And I think it was a fast way to get across the ice. Like for like ice fishermen,
mm-hmm.
they're like, well, we got to get out there, but you got to walk all slow because it's slippery. And they were, and some dude, you know, some dude named Guy Florentine. Guy Florentine. He put on, you want to believe it, he put on his...
Italian, there is a huge Italian...
That's a little bit French. Whoa. Listen carefully.
Sound like you were the Italian sector of Toronto at that point.
That was a little Jean-Claude Van Damme slash a little bit Jacques Lemaire. Okay. what is this episode about? New Year's resolutions.
Yes, hockey's the
New Year's resolutions. We're talking about hockey, though.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
Are you looking it up?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Keep
But that's what I really think some dude was like, I need to get over to my fishing hole on a frozen lake faster. And I think I'm going to put these broken knife blades on my boots. And he glided across the ice faster. Okay. Or maybe hunters just skated across the ice faster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really think that's what it's from.
So it's
what does Google say?
All right. So I'm on the Wikipedia here, and it's saying ice skates are boots with blades attached to the bottom used to propel the bearer across a sheet of ice while ice skating.
Yeah.
The first ice skates were made from leg bones or horse, ox, or deer, and were attached to feet with leather straps. These skates require a pole with a sharp metal spike that was used for pushing the skater forward, unlike modern bladed skates.
Right.
So
it was for travel.
It definitely. Let me look at history here. Oh, here's a picture of bone skates with the leather straps.
Oh my bone skates.
Yeah. So just if you want to know, if you want a visual, I mean, we'll throw that on the Facebook.
Bone skates.
I'm wearing all my bone skates.
That was my nickname in high school hockey.
Nike got some bone skates coming
out.
Bone
skates.
Oh my goodness. Here, Sidney Crosby, can you play on bone skates? Probably could, because he's the greatest hockey player in the world right now. Come at me
right
on
now.
That, too.
Come at me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, who's the best hockey player of all time, Jason?
Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, that's right. Come at me, bro.
Yep, come
again. We got a lot of come at me bros today.
Mm.
Welcome to the new year.
Oh.
That's what we're going to talk about today, New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And because Jason and I have some thoughts about it. We always have dad thoughts. We always got these grown dad thoughts.
It's grown dad business. It's two dads talking about dad stuff, doing dad stuff in
life
dad
things.
Cave.
That's what it is.
Mm.
First, usually, you know, I take a break and say, here's what's going on with us.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on.
No.
You cannot see us live.
No.
I'm out of the country.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm gone. Jason's cleaning his house, his mother-in-law's
house. That's,
you'll learn all about that next episode.
Yeah.
But
you're getting ready to sail away.
Yeah. As of tomorrow, if you're listening when this comes out, I'm 2 weeks on the Norwegian cruise, the Escape.
Getting out of town, escaping.
Yeah. So I'm going to be, doing that. Doing jokes on a cruise,
yeah,
which is how you made it when you're a comedian. That's how you know you made it. Being facetious.
Yeah.
No, it is a good time. So I'm excited.
Should be, absolutely. It's second week out at sea. Wendy meets up, Mrs. Kleiber meets up with you.
Yeah, that's right. My wife is going to finally come out. And,
that's exciting.
We're going to be cruising around the Bahamas. It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. I know. And it's all paid for. You can't beat that.
It's getting paid for it.
How you get paid to go on a cruise? That's the dumbest thing ever. Norwegian, don't be mad at me.
No, it's
because it is hilarious.
Yeah.
I always say about stand-up comedy, I'm like, I actually say it on stage sometimes. I'm like, I come up here and complain about my life and marriage and kids, and then they pay me for it.
Yeah.
It's the best therapy ever.
Well, it is. And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was Bert Kreischer's. Kreischer.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you work with Bert. I love Bert. It was him. John Heffron, another favorite, and
Johnny's
also work with him. Yeah, absolutely. And they were talking, and they were, and Brad Williams, all three of them on the same podcast.
God,
it was a great podcast.
Oh my God,
all three of them. You got to listen to that podcast. It's great.
I love those
guys. At one point, they're being so negative about all the things that they have to deal with.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, John Heffron was like, you know what? Or it was Brad Williams, and he's just like, you know what? We actually do have pretty good lives. Like,
the
shit they're complaining about, but they're just like, oh my God, you know, I get to go on stage and entertain people
for
a living, and I'm complaining about X, Y, and Z. But
right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is.
I'll be doing that. We will not be doing a stand-up get-down.
In January.
I believe it's on the arcade calendars at Arcade Comedy Theater.
It's off the website, so we're good there.
Yeah. So January 21st, though, there are some amazing shows. There is not Stand Up Get Down, but at 8 p.m., Gene Collier is headlining Arcade Comedy Theater at 8 p.m. on January 21st, along with Gene headlining, his son, our friend, Sean Collier, and Suzanne Lawrence will be opening up for Gene.
Double Collier.
Yeah, dude. And then at 10 p.m., it'll be a stand-up show hosted by Jason Clark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
You're free that night, aren't you?
It's my birthday.
Well, then it'll be the Jason Clark birthday show.
There it is. Just got booked, everybody.
You okay
right
with
now.
That? They, yeah. Look, this is, they're like, how do you book Arcade Comedy Theater? Live and on fire. That's how we do it.
Oh,
Jason, would you like to be booked? I've never done a live booking.
I'm checking my calendar right now.
You were supposed to be open.
Right after Cake, I'm ready to go. I'm open.
You're going to see Cake?
Eating Cake. It's my birthday.
Oh, I was like, you're going to see Cake for your, that is some grown dad cut right there.
Ugh. No. Yeah, no, we're good.
My father-in-law has a Cake shirt, which is hilarious.
Really?
Not a birthday cake, like the band Cake.
He got it
free from like DVE or something.
You have a birthday cake shirt.
Yeah. So January 21st is an awesome night at Arcade Comedy Theater. 8 p.m. Gene Collier, 10 p.m. Jason Clark's birthday stand-up show. He can put on whoever he wants.
It's going to happen.
But I would suggest putting Sean and Suzanne Lawrence on.
Yes.
They're on the 8 p.m.
Absolutely.
And then midnight that night, John Dick Winter's technically Sunday stand-up show.
Mm.
So there's three stand-up shows on January 21st at Arcade Comedy Theater. Other than that, at the end of the month, I'm at a resort, the Kiowa Resort in South Carolina. And then I'm at Morty's in Indianapolis the first week of February. And that's going to be a blast. I'm with the March 1st, I'm with Josh Blue. And then 2nd through the 4th, I'm with Henry Phillips. Hilarious guitar comic. Sometimes guitar comic.
Mm.
Punching the Clown. He did this this mockumentary called Punching the Clown about being a stand-up comedian in Los Angeles, and it is hysterical. But that's what I'm doing. Other stuff, too. I'm headlining a lot of places in the next couple months. But speaking of Sean Collier, you could check out our movie review podcast, You Can't Handle the Truth. Yes, I have another podcast I tell people all the time. But if you're into movies, go check out our podcast, at Truth Podcast on Twitter, handlethetruthpodcast.com. These last 2 weeks, really fun episodes. Sean and I just did, that's coming out, well, tomorrow, January 6th,
yeah,
will be our 2017 preview, which Sean and I discovered that there are a lot of good movies coming out in 2017, that actually 2016 was kind of weak. 15 was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
16 kind of weak. 17, really good. But we did our upcoming 2017 preview, and we also have our top 10 movies of 2016 episode on there. And then right before that, Jason and Missy Marino joined me and Sean for our Rogue One episode. It was our crossover episode. You can listen to that on Grown Dad Business as well.
Right.
So anyway, we're going to get into New Year's resolutions after a quick break from the Epicast Network. That's who does this podcast, Jason.
Epicast.
Yeah.
Epicast.
If you want to do a podcast, if you like this podcast, go to epicast.com/services.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check out everything that they do. Not only do they produce and engineer podcasts in the studio, they also engineer live events. They do photography, video, They produce live comedy and music shows. Mm-hmm. They do all kinds of things. They have a green screen studio. They have a recording studio. They're amazing. They have an amazing, the Epicast Studios is a dope place to hang out.
If you listen to podcasts,
yeah,
and you've ever listened to a podcast that said, that podcast sounds like garbage, that was not done by Epicast. You heard Crystal. Listen, there's nothing
you're
worse.
Making me laugh there, so hard right now.
Listen, if you are a fan
Jason
of
just listened to a Pittsburgh podcast. He was like, this is garbage.
It is garbage. And I
said, not produced by Epicast.
No. So if you're a fan of podcasts, and I love podcasts,
yeah. Does this sound okay?
It better because
Epicast makes it sound great.
They do.
I do a garbage job. Hand them a file.
And they make it.
And gold. Buzzy and Dom make it sound amazing.
Absolutely. So, I mean, if you're a fan of podcasts, you would like to start a podcast.
Yeah,
like
check it out.
Shoot them a note. Pitch an idea. Pitch a thought.
They do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, everything from, you know, the history things to the mystery things. I mean, there's so many different things out there that we could go.
Our friends Ed Bailey and Dave Bracey do The Drinking Partners. Yeah. It's they're two dads and comedians who basically just drink and talk to people about beer.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
It is fun.
Also, Professor Buzzkill. I'm a huge history fan. I love history podcasts.
Yeah. He has a new one that just came out recently, and I forget what it is. I got to go back and look at it, but it looks incredible.
Oh.
Which one was it?
I don't remember.
Damn it.
I don't remember.
We suck.
But yeah, check out more about Epicast and their podcast they have on there besides mine and our movie review podcast. And you can check that out, epicast.com, epicastnetwork.com/services. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Go check out the other shows. And you can hear about one of those shows right now.
Hey guys, this is Marta from Marta on the Move. I hope you're enjoying this podcast. When you're done with this one, you should go check out mine on www.martaonthemove.com on the Epicast Network. You can find me on Twitter at @ICan'tFindMarta. If you like interesting people and places in Pittsburgh, food and drink, travel advice, and general nerdery, check it out and keep it moving.
And we're back. Epicastnetwork.com/services. So, 15 minutes in, we're going to get into New Year's resolutions. There's a lot of resolutions people make, and I think it's great. I think it's an awesome kind of, I think it is a disciplinary thing that happens throughout the year that help people, you know? Mm-hmm. It's same with like Lent. Now, I have a degree in theology. So I've done a lot of studying. And so like Lent, don't even get me started on that. Maybe we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But you know, that's another one of those things that I think it's a great disciplinary thing for people to kind of get things on track, give up something, you know, start anew. I think people need that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I agree. I mean, I
need it.
I mean, gyms need it because their membership is the highest ever in the first week of the year.
Oh my gosh. My wife and I went to, I belong to two gyms, mm-hmm. whatever. Holler at your boy, Crunch Fitness.
Crunch.
Yeah, and also Fitness 19.
Crunch.
What are you crunching?
What are you crunching
Bones?
On?
crunching skulls, brah. We went to the gym on January 2nd.
Forget
Bananas.
About it.
Also, I forgot that people were off that day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. We've been going to the gym for years. I've lost over 100 pounds, even though I gained back 30, whatever, long story. My wife is now running 10Ks and 15Ks.
Beast mode.
She's a hot beast mode mom.
Poof.
Whoa, don't give me a poof about
easy.
How hot my wife is.
What?
Okay, I'm
talking poof. About the running.
I'm talking about your wife. Poof.
Ooh, easy.
Oof.
Running.
Okay, both of our wives, they deserve it.
Yeah, oof.
Yeah, okay. But no, we've been going for a while, and but dude, it was nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so funny because we walked up to the gym, and it was the first time all the windows at the gym were steamed up.
Yeah,
and we were like, "What is going on in here?" Mm-hmm. Sure enough, I mean, packed.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Talk to a gym owner; that is their Black Friday.
It is probably
it's their Black Friday, and also. Think about how when the owner of the gym that I used to go to, she told me it was a local gym, just a local girl.
Right.
Gym, great gym. And she's just like, listen, She's like, get you on that auto pay.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Okay. And,
yeah.
The next thing you know, you're a year in and you've gone to the gym
once a month.
Once a month.
Dude, my brother, who I'll have on sometime, my brother, J-Bo, he said that he belonged to like two gyms, and one he belonged to for like a year and never even went.
No.
And they changed owners twice while he was just auto paying.
Yeah. The insurance has to be at through the, I mean, getting grown dad on you. I mean, I'm looking at overhead for a gym. I mean, so you have the equipment, you buy the equipment,
well,
you're working to pay the equipment off. I get all that.
Let's talk about this for a second.
The business model.
I'm going to tell you right now, I've looked into investing in things.
Yeah.
Businesses. I'll give you my top three. Okay. Or is this a whole nother episode? This could be a whole nother episode.
Well, just tease it and we can build
it. Here's my tease. One of my top three investments is a gym.
Yeah.
I want to invest in a gym because I want to own a gym.
Yeah. I mean, outside, no, okay.
So, but that auto pay thing, that's the thing. It's a pretty good steady income once you pay it off.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, I without a doubt.
Yeah. But you do have to keep up membership. I mean, you got to people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's all you've got.
Absolutely.
I mean, unless you're offering classes, but then you've got to pay. And
that's where people, when you don't offer classes, that's where gyms don't make much a lot of money.
Right.
If you have a studio and you have people going in who want to do dance classes, Zumba classes, cycling classes.
Yeah. Sweatbox, heat yoga, fireballs.
That's
where
you make money having classes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually some friends of mine, they just opened up a really cool gym. I mean, holler at your boy. I'll shout it out.
Yeah.
This is a good, if you're from the anywhere near the waterfront, right in Homestead, right near the waterfront, there's, I believe, oh my gosh, I want to get it right. I'll look it up. I'll look it up. But here's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of my business ideas is the gym.
Yeah. No.
That's I want to invest in a gym. I do. But yeah,
but
no.
That's the number one resolution, right? I mean, that's what most people they come out of the holidays. You've been eating nonstop bullshit since Thanksgiving. I'll even throw Halloween in there. We're eating Reese cups into pumpkin pie, and then we're crushing cookies and ham. We've put on how many pounds, and that's why the number one resolution coming into the new year, you feel bad about your body, you need to start getting and losing weight.
Right.
So that's the top resolution. Most people are going to tell you that that's what they're going to do. And I get it. I think the way you just put it makes more sense to me of saying, you know what, I think it's a really good thing. It's helping in with discipline. My challenge is always that it's become sort of a thing like, I know I'm going to let this go.
I mean, absolutely.
The select few people that actually stick with it. And that's why I just sort of tend to look towards my year of saying, what are goals? And I even break it down to quarters. Like, I look at my life as a business plan.
I want to talk about that because that's definitely how I see things too, especially like kind of, you know, it's a little bit different. You have a day job that is a career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jason runs a huge retail big box store. Would you call it that?
Yeah, big box.
Yeah. And it's for Jason's job is a grown dad job.
Mm-hmm.
Like listening about your job, I'm like, dude, F that.
I say F that.
Every day I talk to him, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
But my job is more like my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm podcasting from my dad cave. You know, my My business goals are like almost life goals. I mean, they're, you know, my comedy and acting career is so close to my own life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, so like I have a dry erase board, which by the way, this can be a little tip, little New Year's resolution tip. I mean, dude, I go to like a Lowe's.
Yeah.
I go, you know, and get they have these panel boards that are 8x4 and you just at the store, you get them to cut it in half.
Yeah.
They cut it in half for you. You could like Lowe's does that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get them cut it in half. I gave one half to my friend Danny Palumbo, who's been on this podcast. Has he?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
No, you had Danny on.
Did I?
Yeah, you had Danny on. That was when
I don't remember.
Wait, I'm going to tell you. That's when you basically, Luke said, I want Danny to be my dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did it in the basement here.
Yeah.
But no, I gave the other half to Danny Palumbo, and I just screwed it on the wall next to my desk. And, you know, I put on some goals for 2017, you know. And but basically, it's I broke down things that I want to do in my career and things that I need to do and some action items. You know what I mean? And also some I like some key phrases of things, you know, to keep you kind of in a mindset of success. And not even like, I'm not trying to get Tony Robbins on you. I'm just things that I want to improve in myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like no more excuses. You know, that's one thing that I wrote down that it was just like, you know, stop making excuses. Like, well, I don't do this because of this and this person gets this and I don't. It's like, you know what? Just be the best I can possibly be.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. If you want to talk about anything about comedy right now, don't worry about it when anybody else is doing. If you're being you and you're being the best you can possibly be there, then you just got to wait for someone to like who you are, like what you're doing. I mean, that's it. Put yourself in places where people, you know, put yourself in a position where people can enjoy what you do as a comedian and be the best you can be when they see you. And that's what you can do, really.
I think you put a great article out yesterday. I know you're getting a lot of hits on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
It was 13 things to do.
Yeah.
And one of the ones that I thought...
And I'm... Dude, thanks for bringing that up, because I'm going to run through that.
Yeah. And go ahead. And yeah, do that. Pull that up and run through it. I mean, and I'll just hit the one that I thought was probably one of the best for me when I looked at it was... And I've always lived this way. I like to surround myself with people that I feel will uplift each other.
Yeah.
And we fortunately, you know, I work within a comedy community within the Arcade Comedy Theater that is one of the most incredibly uplifting environments that you can be in personally and professionally. Is get rid of toxic people in your life.
Oh, what a good one. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is a real. What number is that? Sorry,
I'm not sure what number it is.
Well, let's go through that list. And I'm going to get into that. Because Jason and I are basically, before we get into this list, I mean, we don't have like resolutions.
No.
You know, like my wife and I, now obviously over the holidays, we took a break from working out while my kids run on Christmas break. You know, we just didn't go to the gym and we ate whatever we wanted and it was a good time. And me and my wife like had drinks every single night, you know, like we're sitting there watching movies and my wife's like, we can't sit here and drink like every single night. Cause it was like Christmas Eve, you know, and I'm like, let's buy a case of something, you know, or whatever. And, you know, I'm knocking back 3-4 Heinekens a night. She's smacking down 1 or 2 Mike's Hard Lemonades. And we're going to bed tipsy every night. But you know what? It's
okay.
Christmas break.
It's okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we usually work out almost 4 to 5 days a week. I work out sometimes 6 days a week, and I'm still a fat pig. Figure that out.
it's a testosterone thing.
Oh, don't you blame it on my... Don't you blame it on my thyroid.
No excuses. No excuses. Number Jason. 5 on the dry erase board from Lowe's. No excuses.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I think, you know, we don't have these exact resolutions, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's something that I think that has to be ongoing. And I think that you should push yourself to not make it just once a year. Like you should have some sort of motivation all the time, you know?
That's why, there it is. That's why I say that if you break it down into smaller chunks, you know, when you look and say this year, I come on, man.
Right.
I mean, everyone starts off the year the way, you know, fired up and we're going to make a difference.
Definitely one thing at a time, especially like coming from, I can speak from experience just saying like, I lost 100 pounds at one point. Okay.
Yeah.
I gained it back. Long story. I'm going to say that over
you
and over.
Still, you know.
Okay. But what I'm saying is it started off where we changed our food first. So we changed our diet and then I started counting calories for about, I counted calories for about 8 months on Fitness Pal. Holler at your boy.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But we actually watched our food and counted calories for about 6 months before we ever did any exercise.
Yeah.
So we started with our food, you know, start off by cutting out. I'm not trying to give diet tips.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to be a dad and you got to let them know what's up.
Cut out alcohol, sugar,
and
let's just start with white bread.
If you just go to, I mean, and I went through the same process.
Actually,
foods. I've lost not 100 pounds. Yeah. I've lost 60 pounds.
Yeah.
And I fluctuated here and there.
White foods.
Get rid of the flours, but the water for me.
Oh, yeah.
I start my day off and I have five bottles of water and that's sitting on my desk at work and I know.
Oh, you have a big one of those big things?
No, I just do individual bottles of water.
Oh, yeah.
Individual bottles of water. If I do the refill.
Do you put five bottles on your desk?
I will sit with five bottles and I know by, or I'll have three on my desk and then I know I have two for home.
Oh, okay.
So I'll chug one in the morning.
Is that what's supposed to be,
coffee,
five bottles of water?
Five bottles of water is it flushes me out.
Oh, okay.
I play the game, Aaron, turn my pee clear. And once I hit that, I'm like,
absolutely,
I win.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when guys are standing next to me at the urinal and I throw my hands in the air and I go, victory!
Yeah.
I'm like, I got there.
Clear pee?
Clear pee.
Yeah,
get it cleared
I like
out.
Being there.
Clear it out. That means it got all that toxins out of your body.
Absolutely. Yeah, I drink a lot of water.
Yes, water. Water and coffee. I mean, I drink my coffee, you know, it's
water.
Yeah,
I'll drink one or two cups a day.
If the struggle's soda, I'm going to tell you cut soda out of your life.
I still like drinking some Diet Pepsi every once in a while.
Yeah,
Diet Colas.
Listen, there's no, everyone's different. Everyone reacts different to everything, but giving up on, you know, the unhealthy lifestyle was the first tip in that thing that you put out there, and I thought that was great. So,
before we start this list and break it down, because that's how we're going to end the show. Yeah. We're going to go through this list that, you know, kind of, you know, I loved, and but I want to give a shout out to what I was talking about, the gym, the new gym in Homestead.
Yeah.
It's called Local Motion.
Oh.
So
if you're in the Mon Valley...
Yeah,
sort
right.
Of. Yeah.
Check out Local Motion Fitness. It's my friends that I grew up with, Laura Fonzie, Radumel, or whatever her name is now. She was in the musicals and plays with me. Very funny, talented lady. And then Dan Kelly, I grew up playing street hockey with him. Those guys, they're both in great shape.
Are we opening a gym together? Is that what we're doing?
I kind of want to.
We might.
A dad gym?
Oh, shit.
But no, it's directly across from...
White Reeboks.
The Homestead Police Station, so don't worry about going to Homestead. You're across, and it's not as bad as it used to be. It's on 7th Avenue, the 200 block of 7th Avenue in Homestead, Local Motion, and Laura and Dan, they have yoga there and cycling classes. It's really awesome to have something like that in this area, so that's exciting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Check that out, localmotionpgh.com, and maybe I'll visit them. And give you a little preview and talk to those guys.
Yeah. I'll sit in the parking lot and eat Snickers. I'm kidding.
Well, let me smack this out. Here's this top list of 13 things. Now, it's not something that was like for New Year's. I mean, this was, you know, it was written by this dude calls him Z.
A lot of he should, because his first name looks like Z.
It's Zdravko. Zdravko. Zdravko.
It's bad.
Synjetikik.
I will break you.
His nickname is Z. He's the founder of ZeroToSkill.com, which is a dope website name. ZeroToSkill.com.
I'm sure you can book these for all your corporate outings.
I love it. 13 things you should give up if you want to be successful. I love this. I love more the quotes. I just posted one. The first quote, he put the definition of hell is on your last day of earth. I posted this on my Instagram. The person you become will meet the person you could have become. Whoa. That hit me.
Yeah.
On your last day on earth, the person you became will meet the person you could have become. Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
That, I was like, oh, you better get your shit together.
Mm.
But the first one is what we have been talking about was just give up on an unhealthy lifestyle. We just talked about that. I mean, just giving up some of that stuff and just getting out and just taking a walk. And honestly, doing stuff like that, you could take a walk with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your spouse, whatever. I mean, go do that too, because that's also communication. I mean, I know in the summertime, I love walking around a trail with my wife, and we throw the baby in the little, you know, the what is it, the off-road stroller.
Do you have one of those with the big wheels with the knobbies on them?
Yeah,
that's badass.
That big one, yeah.
Three wheeler or four wheeler? Because they have
three wheeler.
They're badass.
Yeah, it's that three wheel trike, bro.
Man.
And then the second one, give up the short-term mindset. I know you talked a little bit about that. I mean.
I believe in long-term goals, but then you have to. I have
well,
to
yeah,
feel.
You
have to feel success.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing. When people are like, "Oh, I'm going to lose weight," and then they don't see. That's a hard thing to do. You've been through it. It's a lot of work.
And here's the thing too. It's that you have to have short-term goals that gets you to a long-term goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, what does that smell?
I don't know.
Just straight up piss.
No,
it smells like piss.
No.
Oh, my house smells like piss, bro.
No.
Oh, man.
You're crazy.
Jason Stone, everybody, my house smells like piss.
I didn't say that.
But no, but yeah, you have to have short goals to reach mm-hmm. you to a long-term goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, and one of those things, I see people making long-term goals with things like that, like Shakeology and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That is a short-term mm-hmm. goal and Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
You can't treat stuff like that as like this long-term goal. You're not going to drink milkshakes the rest of your life. It's a thing that kind of helps you just get your diet in order to help you restart. Don't,
yeah.
you know, use those things as short-term things
yeah.
to get you
And
more.
Again, it's not all about dieting.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things, like you said, I mean, if you've got career goals and you've got things
yeah.
you want to do, things that, and again, I
That's why I think this is a great list.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I think.
Because it's not just like, lose weight this year.
No.
Love people more.
Be better.
Yeah. Absolutely. Be yeah. a better person yeah. completely.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, make long-term goals, but also have short ones to help you reach
mm-hmm.
that. You know, giving up soda.
Mm-hmm.
That's a short-term goal.
Mm-hmm. But it will have lasting long-term effects.
Right, that reaches a long-term goal.
Pepsi will not be hollering at your boy.
No. This is an interesting one. Number three, give up on playing small. It's interesting if you ever try and take like great opportunities and allow your dreams to become realities, you will never unleash your true potential.
Mm.
That's a quote from this article. So it's interesting that just like go big sometimes.
I think that this one here for it, whatever, if our target audience, if you're listening to this, you're like, oh, it's two dads, you're a mom, you're listening to us talk, and you're like, your dreams don't have to end. You don't,
oh,
you know,
no.
look at what, I mean, I will take it from my own personal
Dude,
experience.
You can speak on this a lot.
For me to do what I do, whether it's, you know, within, you know, at the theater, with comedy.
Let me framework this before, like real quick.
Yeah.
Jason has run a huge retail big box store.
20 years.
For over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And at what age, all of a sudden, you discover comedy at Arcade Comedy Theater?
It's going on four. A
couple years ago.
It's going on 4 years. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Well, it was. They were open 6 months at that point.
Right.
We're coming
yep.
up on our 4 year anniversary.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a matter of me sitting
it's
in
crazy,
that lobby,
man.
Went to go see Melissa's cousin, who is a local Pittsburgh comic,
yeah.
and went to go see and support her.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in the lobby, and I looked at it, and I was just
crazy.
Like, this place is special.
Unbelievable.
And I talked to her cousin, and she said, I've always sort of dabbled in writing. I've
yeah, yeah.
loved comedy since I was a child, sneaking out, you know, to peek over the
yeah.
couch to watch SNL, or
yeah.
dad would let me stay up to watch Carson's monologue, and then
right.
I had to go to bed. I mean, that's how I grew up. So I've always loved it, and I was just like, I want to do this.
It's crazy.
And they were just like, hey, give it a shot. And then it just grew from there. And then it's just something that at 40, you know,
yeah.
in my 40s, you know, that is giving me
think,
something that, you know, like some guy, I say to people all the time, they're like, how do you do that? I'm like, God, what are you doing? I'm like, some dudes go work on cars
right.
as a hobby.
Yep.
Some guys go and they build birdhouses or some shit
right,
like
right.
that. I like to go stand in front of a room full of people and tell
fun
stories
and, be funny.
And laugh and let's have a fun time and let's just be
yeah.
carefree.
And also it's like, it's too, like, I mean, for me, I found that like comedy was like my new church.
Mm.
It's crazy. It's a great mm-hmm. community, too.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it at this point. You and I now, something you fell into,
mm-hmm.
we now host a show together.
Mm-hmm.
We now pretty much co-host a podcast. You're my regular guest on a podcast now,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing comedy shows.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
It is. And it's just, yeah, I mean.
Did you ever think you'd be doing that?
No.
Like 5 years ago?
No. For me, there was, you know, I didn't really, this will be the first year that I think, well, last year I set some little small personal goals.
Yeah.
For myself personally when it came to being for comedy.
Yeah.
This year, you know, I'm starting to really sit down and say, I really want to stretch that. And looking
yeah.
at this list of these
right.
things, like, go bigger. How much bigger
right.
can you be? And who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Go have fun.
Well, this dude, I can tell you right now, if you look at my dry erase board, I'm trying to go pretty big in 2017.
Yeah.
I got a lot of things on my plate, but I have to, I'm at a point now where, you know, I'm real talk. I mean, I'm at a point now where my batting average is pretty good mm-hmm. in my career, and I got to do a couple things.
Yeah.
I got to do a couple big things mm-hmm. and keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I'm going to survive making a living doing this,
yeah.
you know, you got to go big sometimes. I just said before, one of the things on my board, yeah. number four is give up your excuses.
This is a big one for me.
Dude.
For when it comes to comedy and things like that, is that.
Control whether you believe that, you know, you have somebody guiding you, which is fine with me. You know, I'm down with that. But like, ultimately, you are responsible for your actions and choices.
Mm-hmm.
You are responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So don't blame anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. There are circumstances that things happen, but you really got to back up and always say, how could I have done this better?
Right.
What could I have done better?
Right.
Should I have put myself in this situation that caused this problem? Because mm-hmm. you did it.
Yeah.
You did it. Nobody else.
You can't control if it rains, but you can control if you've got an umbrella.
Damn right. Does that say that in
no,
there?
No, I just said that to you.
Pam, pam, pam. Jason
whatever.
With the grown dad.
Frame it. Frame it. Take
frame
it as your own. Tell it your friends. That's
yeah.
cool. I don't trade
whatever.
Much shit.
Put that on a live, laugh, and love banner above your dining room.
Damn right. You bought it Marshalls or something. I don't
yeah.
know.
No, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Just you can't. You own your life. Right.
We got to roll. Five.
Give up the fixed mindset.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. You got to be able to bend a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You got to be able to bend a little bit and, you know, you can't have, I don't know. I'm trying to explain this.
Yeah. So you have, like it says right off the bat, it said people with fixed mindset think that their intelligence or talents are simply fixed traits.
Yeah, no.
And that talent, that talent alone creates success without the work. The hard work, the doing the work.
Right.
You know, when I first met Aaron and we started, you know, I think the thing that I put out to you, one of the first times we sat down and talked and I said, listen, your friendship is more important to me than the comedy and the common comedy thing that we have going on.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I learned from you right away was, hey, listen, man, I work hard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna outwork you. I'm gonna look at you and be like, you know what, we're all in this together, but I'm gonna work hard.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be the one that's gonna be there. You think of like the greatest athletes in the world and you think about what they do. They're the first in the room and they're the last to leave.
Yep.
And that's the mindset. Like, in other words, what you're saying is, hey, listen, you might be talented in your field. You might just be naturally gifted.
I just thought I'm going to do 10 open mics in the next 3 nights.
Boom.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, no, I tell my wife all the time. She's like, what are you doing tonight? You don't have any shows. And I'm like, well, yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm off. I'm going to go do it.
Yeah.
A mic. I'm going to go do an open mic. Mm-hmm. I got to get on stage.
So that's just not, again, you're continually working and there's not a fixed mindset. Absolutely.
Yeah, right. And that also, it's kind of leads into number six, having mm-hmm. that fixed mindset and also making no excuses of it. Give up believing in the magic bullet,
mm-hmm.
not only in life, but also in the JFK situation, because that's bullshit.
It is. Left, right, left, right.
And then into the governor's leg, whatever. Which
just segues.
Yeah, come on. Don't even get me started.
Favorite Seinfeld.
Jason knows not to get me started on JFK and Oliver Stone.
Love it.
I'll get nuts. But no, give up on the magic bullet, especially when I talk about comedy, you know, people, and I posted this on my Facebook page when I posted this article, you know, there's no magic bullet, number one, to stand-up comedy.
No.
You know, people are always like, how do I get into the clubs? How do I get on it? I heard you on the radio. How do you, you know, it's like there's no magic bullet.
Especially in the entertainment industry. Yeah, my goodness.
Dude, you have to be the best at what you do, and you have to put in work.
Yeah.
When comics say, hey, I just started stand-up comedy. What should I do? And I'm like, get on stage.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, but, you know, I want to meet so-and-so to get on the radio. I have an idea. Nope.
No,
I'm sorry. Unless you unless you can get on the microphone in front of a room of strangers and make them laugh, you're not ready to do anything. You have to put in reps like you do anything. I always bring up, you know, I played sports my whole life. I always bring up sports or fitness. You know, it's like for you to be the world's strongest man, you have to be in the gym every day.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be the best football player, the best receiver, you better be catching 100
balls
a day.
How many balls are you catching? How many free throws are you shooting to get better at your craft?
I want
to
be the best quarterback of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many balls are you throwing that day?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you got to put
in
reps.
I'm ready to go.
dude, you got to put in reps.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do some push-ups.
Jason, we're putting in reps today,
bro. We're doing this.
We got,
shit.
We're putting in reps today.
I feel good.
We're making things happen today.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I got 3 cups of coffee.
Yeah, dude.
And I'm ready to go run through
the
wall.
Dude, I'm on 5 cups of coffee, the whole bag of cocaine. I'm ready to go,
Damn
buddy.
It.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, cocaine's not true.
No, but you got to put in the reps.
Yeah.
The
next one is a challenge for me. Always has been. Give up your perfectionism.
Oh, Jason.
I've always been
Jason,
like.
Jason, you're speaking into my heart.
I dot that I and I cross that T, dude. And it's got to be perfect. And that's probably been one of my biggest challenges going into comedy, that it is okay to not be perfect. It's okay. Some shit it's not going to work. And that's okay. And you can take, and we're horrible with that. We'll walk off. Like I hit you New Year's Eve. We weren't together New Year's Eve. I was running the theater. You were at the improv.
Right.
I sent you a text. How'd it go? First show. How'd it go?
Yeah.
And I know what you sent back to me. You felt you had it. It wasn't good.
Right.
It didn't feel good. And I guarantee you melted faces.
It was fine.
And it was fine. Yeah. It was probably, and I'm telling you what, people were entertained. We're so self-critical.
Here's the thing about that. Let me get specific on comedy, is that I think part of that was I can strive to be the best I can be, and that keeps me going.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is more of relinquishing blame on other people. And I specifically remember that show because I kept thinking, you know what, the audience, and I go, no.
That's one of my biggest things. I hate to hear that from anybody.
Stop blaming the audience. I'm tired of comedians coming to Pittsburgh and saying, oh man, your audiences are dumb, blah, 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 they're hard. I'm like, I'm sorry that you can only do comedy in 4 cities.
We have a job to do when we're on that stage.
Yeah, man.
They came there, they want to laugh.
They
want to have a good time, right?
Yep.
I mean, they want to come be entertained.
Yep. You got to shoot it. Everyone wants to shoot a bullseye when you should be shooting at a barn.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to make as many people as I possibly can laugh in a
room. Shotgun versus sniper.
Yeah, bro. Blast the room, bruh. That one person, though, is your super fan, though.
Yeah.
But it is hard. It is hard that, like, things aren't perfect, and especially, like, things going your way. You can't control that.
Right.
It's hard sometimes. Number 8, I can talk on this a little bit, but give up multitasking. Now, look, multitasking is an art. Some people are really good at it. But something I wrote down, because I'm obsessed with playing Star Wars Battlefront sometimes, just over the holidays. I play like 1 hour a week, okay? There's this thing that's called focus fire.
Okay.
Okay? That's where you like hit a little special ability and your shooting is better, right?
Right.
Not that you're trying to like, you know, not multitask. It's that you have to have focus. You know, you can have all these things that you need to do, but you need to focus on a smaller percentage. You can't give 100% to one thing if you're giving more time to multiple things.
Right.
There was a point in my career where I was like, you know what? Like, I produced a couple films with my friend Chris Prexta of Pittsburgh Dad, you know, and there was a point where he was just like, him and I were like, dude, like, it's really hard to act, write, and produce movies, you know? And, you know, Chris started focusing on directing and writing. He wasn't going to act anymore because he realized he could not act that well, you know? And I realized that, like, I'm better at just being funny. Like, let me focus on acting and comedy. And when people are like, do you want to help me produce a movie? And I'm like, nah, bro.
Yeah.
I do not.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that. I need to focus. So it's like, you know, well, you should write a funny blog and you should, it's like, I need to focus.
Yeah.
I need to focus on being funny on stage and, you know what I mean? And I mean.
When I first read this one, I've always
I got two podcasts.
Yeah.
Family.
And I always thought like it was okay to be a multitasker. And I think that when you have it, and it's taken away from, it's taken away from what your ultimate goal
is,
then that's when you have to step it back. So yeah, I get that. Absolutely. I mean, you have to take that for what it's worth when it comes to multitasking. I mean, we are parents. You know, for me, I've got a career. I've got kids. I've got kids. I've got a mother-in-law.
Absolutely.
That I'm moving out of her house.
Right.
I mean, I've got a lot of things. So we have to multitask.
Yeah.
But if I write down on my dry erase board the things that I want to get accomplished, and I have things that are taking away from that,
right,
then they have to go away.
Right. Absolutely. This kind of goes into what I already said. Number nine is give up your need to control everything. Once again, I mean, that's being perfectionist, but also you just can't control everything. You have to realize you got to go with the punches. And that kind of rolls in with opening your mind up, you know, the one before, you know what I mean? Of just like that fixed mindset. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't control everything.
10 is a challenge for me.
You have to be malleable.
Yeah. 10's a challenge for me. I'm a pleaser. I want to make people happy. I want to help. I want to be everything for everybody.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I want to be able to support people. But this one here says, give up on saying yes to things that don't support your goals.
Very important. Give up on saying yes to things that don't support your goals. It sounds very selfish, but when you're busy, like, I look at things where, you know, someone's like, hey, you know, do you want to help us? You know, we're making this movie and, you know, we want your help and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that doesn't fit me. Like, I really want to do something like this, but it just doesn't, it's, you know, you gotta be smart. Is this, you know, and it sounds selfish. It does. We're not talking about volunteering or, you know, charitable giving. We're not talking about that.
Right.
We're talking about people like, hey, will you work on me with me on this project? And it's like, okay, let's just say it's like, will you help me, you know, fix this car up? I'm working on a classic car. If you're into that and you don't have anything else in your spare time, that's going to contribute to your well-being. Make that, sure, go do that. But if you already do this, this, and this, and I play in a softball league, and I play fantasy football, you do enough stuff that you enjoy that keeps your mind right. Sometimes I play video games. Sometimes I watch movies by myself. You need things like that. But there are things, too, where people are like, do you want to do this? Especially in entertainment. You know. Hey, do you want to be on this show? You know what? I got too many things going on right now.
Everyone wants to jump on everything to be able to continue working, and it might not be the right fit. Number 11, there's not much more that needs to be said to this. Give up the toxic people.
Bro.
If there are people that you are surrounded by that are not supportive, that are not uplifting, but at the same time, I don't want people that are going to be false and sell me some bullshit to tell me I'm great. I want truthful people.
I don't like that either.
My wife is is incredible.
My wife.
Because my wife will tell you, she thinks I'm hilarious, but she'll tell me when I'm not. Like, my wife, she'll say, hey, why are you swearing much?
Yeah.
Stop that.
My wife would be like, cool it, you're not 13 years old.
Absolutely. I mean, that's...
You're not a middle school boy.
My wife and your wife are almost... It's
sisters.
It's ridiculous.
Sisters.
Where they're going to tell us the truth. They know us better than anyone could ever know us.
I like friends like that, too.
Yes, I want
my
friends.
If I'm acting a fool, Jason, I know Jason will be like, bro,
back it down.
Come on, dude. Yeah. What are you doing?
Especially in a world of comedy where everyone feels they have to be on.
Well...
And sometimes you have to back it down.
Giving up toxic people kind of, it encompasses this whole thing we're talking about. You know, I don't want people around me that are negative, that are rude to other people, that aren't kind, that, you know, and I'm not talking about similar mindsets. I'm not like, I'm cutting off all these people that believe this.
No.
I think it's really important that you have friends in your life that contribute to your life in one way or another. I just went blank. So there's Saint Augustine is a philosophical Christian writer, and he wrote that in your life you should have friends of pleasure and friends of character. Who do you want? Who do you want in your life? And I feel like there's only a couple slots open for friends of pleasure, you know, and I realize that it's these people you like hanging out with, but they're kind of like just bringing you down and wasting your time. You know what I mean? It's not like all your friends should be business partners. That's not what I'm saying. You know, it's really bringing positivity in your life. People that want to
share in your successes and be there
to your well-being.
And be there for you when you fall short.
Absolutely.
I mean, when I think of this, and we started off talking about your whiteboard back here, I'm going to read your whiteboard. I'm going to be a critical person to you to help you stay on focus. And that's, you need that person too. It's like, hey, as a support.
Let
share
me say
those
this too.
Goals
You're
with
a
people.
Special friend.
Yeah.
You are, pal.
Yes.
Because you do contribute in multiple ways. Mm-hmm. You are, someone like you is really important because not only do you contribute to me personally, like you're doing right now, mm-hmm. you contribute to what I'm doing in my career as well. You make my podcast funnier.
Yeah.
You make our show funnier. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, debatable.
Whatever.
But you know what I'm saying?
I have my audience.
You're a special guy.
You're a special guy.
You're a special guy. But that's the thing. It's, you know, yeah, you need someone like that.
You do.
You need people around you. We talked about this already. Number 12, give up your need to be liked. Ooh, this is tough for me because I like to be liked as an entertainer. I get on stage because I want you to like me.
Yeah. And I want you to like me as a person when I come on stage.
Yeah.
God,
it's tough.
It is a tough one. I'm going to let you as the listener deal through that one yourself. I have no course to talk on this because my wife will tell you my biggest downfall has been 12. That has been one of my biggest faults.
It's tough for
me. Because I want the room to like me.
I have said that I'm a people pleaser.
Yes.
And that's
that goes with the yes man thing. That goes Absolutely. With that other one. So we're going to work on 12 together. We're going to get off this podcast in a little bit and talk about how we're going to work through
now,
that
13,
together.
Now, 13, I feel like...
it's difficult when you're in what you do for a living.
Yeah. 13 is interesting, but... I think it does, it has, this actually spoke to me. 13, and also being the last one is kind of weak to me.
Yeah, it doesn't end with
a bang.
I think
a lot of other ones are, but give up your dependency on social media and television.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think it wraps into a bunch of different things. Number one, social media and television, take up your time where you could be accomplishing your goals.
Mm-hmm.
You can be building better relationships.
Yes.
You can be...
Which social media gives this feeling that you are building relationships, but guess what?
Absolutely
not. Go through your Facebook friend list and see how many of these people you'd bump into in a Starbucks and they would even know who the hell you were.
I know.
And I will tell you, yeah. I went through that. I walked into a restaurant one night and seen somebody that I was Facebook friends with and I said hello to them and they didn't acknowledge
me. Bye.
Right then and there. I'm like, why?
That's happened to me before, too.
And what happens with you and with me and people see you on stage and they're like, oh, and you welcome them into that one page.
Yeah.
But they don't come into the other world, and that's fine. You can have them there. But these people were into my personal page, and I'm like, "Oh, you don't get to see the pictures of my kids."
I went to a point of like my personal Facebook page where I was like, "Unless you're like a comedian, like a peer, you know, or you know my family, or I went to high school with you. Those are like my three criteria."
Yeah.
That was it.
But I think speaking on this, what you said was perfectly stated.
Yeah.
If it is keeping you from achieving your goals, if you're,
because
you will find yourself, holy shit, I've been on Facebook for a half an hour and I'm supposed to be getting ready to go to A.
And let me tell you something. If you're on there and you think you're contributing to the world by commenting on articles and arguing with people and pursuing Facebook justice.
You should have learned that this year.
You're not
hardcore. 2016, you should have learned hardcore.
Because it doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't. It doesn't work. You're not changing mindsets.
Your efforts did not work.
No.
But no, it says right here, the writer says, unless your goals depend on either, you should minimize or even eliminate your dependency on them and direct that time towards things that you can enrich your life.
Right. So for you in your business.
Absolutely, man.
So, but if you're not sitting there, if you're not sitting there structuring it, if you're not saying, I'm going to give this much time of my day for promotion, for uploading, for doing these things.
Right.
Then it's probably, it's stopping you from going and hitting those 10 mics because you think it's best to be sitting there on social media.
Yeah, I think the worst thing that I do is if I can't sleep at night, I sit there and send you Instagram videos.
I got a lot from you last night. Some of them.
Did you really?
I got a few.
How many?
The Batman one was at midnight was a little much. Like,
really?
Do you like Batman and all these things? I'm like, okay.
Wait. No, dude.
You've been
okay. No.
You suck.
Let me explain to you right now. Dude, I sent you that one because I said, if you like Batman...
Oh, yeah, I know.
Dude.
I know. It was midnight.
Okay, Batman Collection on Instagram.
What time did you send that to me? What time?
I don't know.
You said, do you know he did?
12:23 a.m.
Yeah, that's a little much.
No, I mean, you're a grown man on vacation this week.
True.
I mean, I knew you
did
were up.
Did I look at it at that time?
Did you?
Yeah.
I know you did.
I was like,
you son of a bitch. But he's dude. Little,
but I put the phone down. And I went, what the fuck?
Bro.
Dude,
bro?
I couldn't go to sleep.
This guy's Batman collection from Sweden is stupid.
Yeah.
He has everything.
Yeah.
But I like looking at being nostalgic and like seeing all these things from like the Batman, the 1989 Batman movie. And I'm like, oh my God, I had that. Or, oh my God, I wanted that Joker van.
Yeah.
But no, it's a good recap.
No, it was good. And I will tell you, when we went in, we said, oh, this, we're going to bang this podcast out in no time. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, in
but
an
this
hour.
This is our longest one we've ever done, I think,
is
together.
It?
I think so, if we're pushing an hour.
Yeah,
but
we are.
I had fun.
Yeah, no, I think definitely write down your goals.
Yeah.
Your short-term goals that lead to big
the
goals.
Big,
and
the big picture.
Go to the gym.
Yeah.
You know.
Have support.
The thing that I always post, and this goes for life for me and also for advice in comedy, I always tell people, be kind and be funny.
Absolutely.
T-shirts are coming soon.
Norlex said, we had a Norlex Belma, our good friend.
Norlex
we had him,
Belma
we all
has
got
been
together.
Begging me.
We all got together on the first of the new year,
yeah.
A bunch of us, and because we felt that 2016 needed another day to send it off.
Yeah.
And we got together, and I was taking Norlex home, and he goes, yo, bro, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to kick Clyber's ass so you can get that shirt made.
Be kind of be funny.
That's it.
That's right,
bitch.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.